You may be seated in the presence of your Father. This is the house of God, and we are glad to be here. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. I will try as much as possible today to share a part of the message that we wanted to share last week. I pray that you will connect with this word. I pray that all those watching us on the internet will connect with the word of God. One good thing with the word of God is that distance is no barrier in the spirit. There is no distance in the spirit. The same grace here is the same grace that will touch you wherever you are. So I'm going to take our text this morning from Genesis 26. Genesis 26. I read from verse 17 through to 25. Genesis 26 from verse 17 through to 25. Verse 17 through to 25. Then Isaac departed from there and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar and dwelt there. And Isaac dug again the wells of water which they had dug in the days of Abraham his father. For the Philistines had stopped them up after the death of Abraham. He called them by the names which his father had called them. Also, Isaac's servants dug in the valley and found a well of running water there. But the herdsmen of Gerar quarreled with Isaac's herdsmen, saying, "The water is ours." So he called the name of the well Esek, because they quarreled with him. Then they dug another well, and they quarreled over that one also. So he called its name Sitnah. And he moved from there and dug another well, and they did not quarrel over it. So he called its name Rehoboth, because he said, "For now, the Lord has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land." Then he went up from there to Beersheba, and the Lord appeared to him the same night and said, "I am the God of your father, Abraham. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bless you and multiply your descendants for my servant Abraham's sake." So he built an altar there and called on the name of the Lord, and he pitched his tent there, and there Isaac's servants dug a well. Lord, by your Holy Spirit, please empty me of any idea of mine and make me your oracle today. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Last week we told us that wells in Bible days is very symbolic of generational blessing. We don't have time. We will have gone back to Genesis 21, Genesis 20. And we see where Abraham dug wells. Abraham dug a well in Gerar. Abraham had lived in Gerar before, where Abimelech also wanted to take Sarah, his wife, to be his own wife. And here we find Isaac. Let me backtrack. Not only did they want to take his wife, but God showed up and warned Abimelech, "If you lay a single finger on that woman, you are dead meat." Let me tell you something, child of God. Because you are a lover of God, you are under the covenant. I'm under the covenant of God. No evil shall befall you. No evil shall befall your children. No evil shall befall your spouse. No evil shall befall anything that concerns you. the Lord God Almighty will put a touch not anointing upon your life and upon your family. If you believe it, say better amen. Abimelech withdrew and said, but I thought you said she's your sister, and gave Abraham back his wife. Abraham now dug a well, and they came. They seized the well from the hand of Abraham. Abraham made a covenant with them, and he told them, this is my well. And here we find Isaac coming back to the same care. If we read the story from the beginning, we'll see where Isaac was playing with his wife Rebekah, and Abimelech was looking at them, because Isaac had already said, listen, when we get here, if they ask you, who are you to me, say you are my sister, because I don't want them to kill me because of you. I know they won't kill you, but they can kill me. So Abimelech saw them playing romance, and he called Isaac. Why did you say she's your sister? We could have taken her. But he said, leave us. Go away. So Isaac went further. And then we find him in Gerar. Praise the Lord. This scripture is an explanation of how Isaac sowed in the same land that God had commanded him to sow. There was a famine. There was no water to water vegetation. There was no water for the soil. And yet there are these wicked people who had stopped the well of water. And they said there is no water. Isaac dug back the well his father had dug before with the Philistines. These same wicked people had stopped. Listen, when God told Isaac to stay in Gerar and sow in the same land, you will think that, and it's not impossible, that God will rain only on Isaac in that land and not rain anywhere else. It's very possible. But that was not the point. Because when God gives you a word, gives you a promise, the promise, the word of God, is not a reason for you and I to fold our hands. You know, we really like saying all the time, God will do it. What is God going to do when you are not doing anything? God will move when you are not moving. So what did Isaac do? Isaac knew that the reason for the famine is that there's no water. So he went to the well that his father had dug before. It was his inheritance. He dug it back, and water flowed. You will think a people who had no water would rejoice and say, thank God. Thank God for this man. But they came to him and quarreled with him. And said, no, it's our well. It's not yours, it's our land, and the well belongs to us. You got to leave it. They did not appreciate it. Praise the Lord. You see, there's something the enemy tries to do all the time. The enemy wants to and will always try to erase your good legacy. The legacy you have been left with, the legacy you have left, someone wants to erode it. When you stand and say, I'm a child of God, somebody wants to erode it. When you boast in the Lord your God, somebody wants to erode it. Somebody wants to cancel your name from the history books of life. Some children, they have canceled the names of their parents from their lives totally. I don't know what those children are thinking. It doesn't matter whether the parents are born again or they are not born again. You cannot erase erase the memory of your family. You cannot erase the memory of your father or the memory of your mother. You know why? Because you yourself, you are sowing a seed, which is to say generations to come, they will erase your own legacy as well. I pray that will not be your portion. You better say good amen. Hallelujah. So in that famine, Isaac dug. He found water. I prayed and I pray again that in this city we will find water. In this city, life will overflow for us. In this city, we will have no reason to go back to Egypt. In this city, we will not need to be running helter-skelter. Because my God, the covenant-keeping God, the God who brought you, the God who brought me, He will make a way for you. I say, God will make a way for you. I say, God will make a way for you. For somebody who said the biggest amen, God will make a way for you. First Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 9, the Bible says, for a great and effective door has opened to me. It says, but there are many adversaries to our advancement, many adversaries to us activating everything that will benefit our future. God will erase those enemies from your life. God will give you victory over all your enemies. I say God will give you victory over all your enemies. I say God will fight for you and you will hold your peace. God will fight your fight. God will take up your battle. That is what He said to us according to the prophetic word that was brought to us at this new year from our Father in the Lord, that God will fight our battles. I said this year 2020, God will fight your battle. The battle you've been fighting in your family, God will win for you. The battle you've been fighting in your body, God will win for you. The battle you've been fighting at your job, God will win for you. The battle you've been fighting concerning your finances, God will win for you. The battle you've been fighting concerning your health, God will win for you. The battle you've been fighting concerning your children, I say God will win for you. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to touch your neighbor and say, Satan will not succeed concerning you. Say, Satan will not succeed concerning your children. I said to somebody, the enemy will not succeed. I say your enemy will not succeed. It does not matter how many they are. It does not matter how much they are gathered together. The Bible says they will gather together surely, but not by me, saith the Lord. He said, for your sake, they will fall. For my sake, they will fall. For your sake, they will scatter. For my sake, they will scatter. If you believe it, shout a good amen. Listen to me. The enemy of truth will try to stop the truth. But let me tell you, if you hold fast to the truth, they can't stop you. I said they can't stop you. Somebody say I'm unstoppable. So somebody say I'm unstoppable. Somebody say I'm unstoppable. And so you're unstoppable. In Jesus' name. Remember what the Bible says. The Bible says in Proverbs 23 and verse 23, it says, buy the truth and do not sell it. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding. Many have sold. They have sold out the truth. They will sell the truth to the highest bidder. They will sell their soul for money. They will sell their soul because of their stomach. Hallelujah. You know, When a person cannot endure the pain of holding on to the truth, you will sell yourself cheap. I say that again. When you cannot endure holding on, if you can't endure the pain of holding on to the truth, you will sell yourself cheap. I know I'm not cheap. You are not cheap. Hallelujah. Let me take it in a different dimension, because I'm going to be speaking to us from all angles. Praise the Lord. Anytime you set, you are set to rise. You are set to make moves. I'm coming out of debt. Be ready. All kinds of oppositions, all kinds of contradictions will begin to rise up. Anything the enemy can use to stop you, it will set it out. Hallelujah. God says, in this land, I'm going to prosper. He began to dig wells. The enemy rose up. Look at this immigrant. We that we are in the land, we don't have that. And you. You know, even the establishment can try to stop you because you are an immigrant. Because your name is not Ronald. Because your name is not Sanders. Because your name does not resemble Biden. Because your name does not resemble what they are used to. The moment they read your name, Oluwaleba, Chidi. How is it difficult to read Chidima? But you will pronounce Klobachuk. How is it difficult to pronounce Toluwa? So instead of pronouncing your name, they'll give you a number. That's evil from the pit of hell. Prisoners are the ones with numbers, not human beings, not free people. You see, I love the United States of America because I still believe this is a land of opportunity. And if you are willing to work hard, if you are willing to employ everything that is available, you can make it. You may double your time, but you will make it. Hallelujah. That is why I know, even those of you who have chosen that, oh, after a while, I'm going to go back to where I came from. You will not go empty. Do you know how many thousands and millions left and they went empty? You will not go empty. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. All those who have put a mark upon your life, upon your destiny to stop you, the wind of God will blow and it will bring down that mark in the mighty name of Jesus. They want you to stop when you are not meant to stop. God will break that stop. You know what? They quarreled with Isaac. There are quarrelers. They just want to fight you over everything. That's why that sometimes you don't need to tell anybody about your situation. You don't know what's going inside, what's going on inside the mind of people. You don't know. They're looking at you. How dare you? How dare you? Where did you come from? There's been no time in this nation more than now, and I'm not bashful about this, that there's an anger. There's more or less xenophobia. It's too much. That's why I'm advising us and our children, we should advise our children, walk the straight and the narrow. Walk the straight and the narrow. Walk the straight and the narrow. Don't gang up with wrong people. Young people, don't go out at night. What are you looking for? Police, stop you, stop. If they stop you before they say, where's your license? Raise up your two hands. I'm not saying every police is bad. And I'm not saying everybody is a saint either. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You have made up your mind to get out of debt. You know, the moment you start making move towards that, all kinds of needs will now start showing up. The things that were not emergency before, they will now become an emergency. That, hey, before you get out of debt, solve me first. And they were not emergency before. So the devil just wants to make sure that you are not out of debt. The devil just wants to make sure that that vicious cycle keeps on rolling and rolling. Today, that cycle is broken. I say today, that cycle is broken. And you know, it will be foolishness to now convince yourself and say, well, there's no way out of this thing. There's no way out. Because number one, your appetite has gotten too wide. Your stomach for things is now too deep. We can't stop anymore. After this, I still need that. After this, I still need that. I pray that God will break that vicious cycle out of your life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You know, the truth is simple. Because you are about to start living a new life and create new habits, guess what will happen? Your old habits will now start fighting the new habits. That no, you can't go. No, I'm not letting you go. I'm not letting you go. No, they will let you go. I said they will let you go. God will give you the grace. God will give you the resolve to be an overcomer. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 9, 24 through to 27. Do you not know that those who run in a race run all? If you are not enrolled in this race of coming out of debt, I want to challenge you today. Enroll in that race. Because if you are postponing your own, if you postpone it now, you will postpone it again. He says, those who run in a race run all, but one receives the prize. Run in such a way that you may obtain. My advice is this: keep running it. Keep running it. He says, everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Be temperate in your spending. Spend for the right things. Spend for that which matters most. Spend for that which borders on your future. Spend for that which will bring God's grace and glory and power upon your life. He says, now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we an imperishable crown. Therefore, I run thus, not with uncertainty. Thus I fight, not as one who beats the air. Now we have lessons that we are going through. We started this Peace University yesterday, and we are being lectured line upon line, precept upon precept. We are not just doing it by guesswork. Now we are knowing what we are supposed to do. We are not beating the air anymore. Hallelujah. Not with uncertainty. He said, but I discipline my body. You want to come out of debt? You want to win in life? You better be disciplined. You better be disciplined. He said, I bring it into subjection, lest when I preach to others, I myself should be disqualified. I that I'm talking to you is my number one goal. I have set a target for myself this year. Hallelujah. And I know that by the grace of God, I will hit that target. In Jesus' name. I pray that you will hit your own target too. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. So Isaac dug the first well to survive the famine or the famine and to put himself on the path to abundance. They quarreled with him. I was thinking, shouldn't Isaac have fought back? Shouldn't he have fought back? Because he has a legal right to that well. I was thinking, if it was Jacob, what will happen? Will Jacob not fight? But Isaac was a very docile person. Amen. Isaac was a very, very, everything was done for Isaac. Promised child, only child. Everything was done for him. When he was going to marry, they went to bring the wife for him. When Jacob was to marry, he went to look for his own. Isaac, everything was done for him. He didn't learn to do anything. But one thing, one legacy was left for him. The legacy of God. The legacy of the blessing of his father. The legacy of covenant. He was riding on that covenant. Today I prophesy that the covenant of blessing that is in Christ Jesus will begin to work in your life. I say will begin to work in your life in Jesus' mighty name. The Bible says in Isaiah 41, I read from verse 10 through to 13. Is somebody getting something? He said, fear not. Isaiah 41, 10 to 13. Fear not. I am with you. This is what God is saying to somebody. Fear not. I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. God says, I will give you strength. I will strengthen you. I will strengthen you to be an overcomer. I will strengthen you to come out of death. I will strengthen you to come out of lack. I will strengthen you to have more than enough. If you believe it, say amen. Amen. What more do we need? God says, yes, I will help you. Men may not help you. God will raise up help for you. He said, I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Behold, all those incensed against you, they shall be ashamed. All those who say you will not make it, all those who say you will not rise, all those who say you will not be moved forward, in their presence you will rise. In their presence you will make it. In their presence you will be promoted. In their presence you will be lifted up. And they will be ashamed. In the name of Jesus. That's what God said. He didn't say they would die. Remember, God says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, against principalities and powers. But there are some people who are evil. But we still don't want them to die. What's the proof of God?
if they die, they won't know what God did for you. Hallelujah. I don't want my enemy to die. I don't want any human being who has positioned themselves and said, we will see how you are going to make it. No, no, no. You are not going to die, oh, my enemy. Listen to me. You are not going to die. You will see me lifted. You will see me promoted. You will see me more than enough. Abundance. You will see my name on billboards. That he has made it. All those who have relegated this ministry, they will see millionaires coming in here. They will see millionaires rising up here. They will see strange cars that are going to be parked out there in the mighty name of Jesus. They will be wondering, are they doing convention? No, it's not convention. It's just a meeting. Lamborghini meeting. It's not a sin to drive Lamborghini. It's not a sin to drive whatever you want to drive. And it's not a sin to be rich. Hallelujah. Our God is rich. He's rich. Abraham was rich, prospered, had abundance. Isaac, rich, prospered, had abundance. Jacob, rich, prospered, had abundance. Why shouldn't I be rich? It's even annoying when you don't have. Do you know it's easy to pray when you have millions in your account? Huh? It's not stress prayer. It's not stress prayer. You won't be you see, because you are sweating, praying, doesn't mean the prayer has been answered. It's going to be easy for me to preach with millions of dollars in my own personal account. Because if I tell you, if you like, hear it. Praise the Lord. Praise God. He said, they shall be as nothing. They shall be as nothing. And those who strive with you, he said, they shall perish. You shall seek them and not find them. Those who contended with you, those who war against you, shall be as nothing, as non-existent thing. Can you imagine a human being and they say you are non-existent? Because of their wickedness. Because of the evil that is in their heart. He says, for I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand. Somebody say, Father, hold my right hand. Father, hold my right hand and help me in Jesus' name. All those who hate you because of your future, because of God's plan and purpose for your life, because of your star, they will see you prosper. I say they will see your children prosper. Hallelujah. You see, they took the first well from Isaac. They took the second well from Isaac. What were they thinking? They were thinking, we will stop his destiny. We will stop you. We will take it from you. We will stop you. Somebody say, I'm unstoppable. Oh my God. All the three people that said they are unstoppable, nothing shall be able to stop your destiny. In the name of Jesus. Somebody say, I'm unstoppable. Whatever the devil likes to do, whatever gang up of hell, because we are under the auspices of the Most High God, I declare it again, we are unstoppable. Wisdom Assembly is unstoppable. Your family, my family, we are unstoppable. If you believe it, shout a good amen. No one could stop Isaac. The man couldn't fight. But But he had backbone. God is backbone. I said, God will be a backbone for you. God will be a backbone for you. Listen. The devil thought, let's kill him. We'll kill Jesus. We'll stop the plans of God. But unbeknown to him, he was actually advancing the plans of God. Listen to what the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 2, 7 through to 8. But we speak of the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages of our glory, which none of the rulers of this age knew. For had they known, if they had known, they won't kill Jesus. They would not have crucified the King of Glory. If they had known, they would not have said, we will make sure he doesn't make it. If they had known, they won't go around and be backbiting. Because they didn't realize that they will keep staying at the back. They will always be behind. And I will be going forward. And you will be going forward. And my family will be going forward. And your family will be going forward. The opposition. Don't think it's a strange thing when there is opposition against you. It doesn't mean God is against you. Hallelujah. It doesn't mean God is against you. Opposition, slander. They take your name everywhere. They don't know who your backbone is. Ask your neighbor and say, neighbor, do you know who my backbone is? It's Jehovah God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me show you something the psalmist said. My time is up. Psalm 120, verse 7. Watch this. Psalm 120. You know, there was a time I used to care about what people say about me and whatnot. Look at me. Who cares? Who cares? If I say, they will talk. If I don't say, they will still talk. If I raise my leg, they will talk. If I sit down, they will still talk. If I stand up, they will talk. If I cough, they will talk. Let them talk. They only talk about important people. Praise the Lord. The psalmist said, I am for peace. I am for peace. But when I speak, they are for war. I am for peace, but when I speak, the haters of truth, they will twist it and they want to fight. I won't fight anybody. The one who will fight for me will make sure they don't sleep well at night. The one who will fight for you will make sure your enemies don't sleep well at night. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Think about it. How can somebody come and put refuse in a well of water? That's wickedness by any name. Amen? Wickedness by any name. Well stoppers, future chokers. Touch yourself and say, in the presence of all well stoppers and future chokers, God will lift me up. Amen. You know, some future stoppers are some of the associations we keep. Oh, should we go there? Time. There are some of the associations that we keep. Write this down. I cannot negotiate my future on the table of emotions. I cannot negotiate my future on the table of emotions. I cannot negotiate my future on the table of emotions. Say it and I said it again. People say, the Bible says that Jesus was a friend of sinners. You know why Jesus was a friend of sinners? So that he can convert them. Amen? If you are a friend of sinner and you are not converting them, they will convert you. Be their friends to change them, not that they change you. Be their friends so that you can bring them to God, not that they bring you to the borderline. One leg out, one leg in. One of the reasons why some people don't take God serious is because of that borderline effect. Watch your association. Watch your association. I pray today that all those who are not good for your future, God will cut them away from your life. In Jesus' mighty name. I want you to rise up because our time is spent. I hope you have gotten something today. Hallelujah. I want you to pray. I want you to make that prayer and say, Father, somebody say, Father, separate me from all those who are not good for my future.